SEO Extra.
But yeah, I'm ready to rock here, man.
Okay. I'm just smoking dope out of a little doggy pipe.
Smoking weed out of a woman's shoe.
I really gotta send you a picture of me smoking this fucking bowl.
What is that, dog?
You'll see. You'll see.
All right. Oh, dude, is that still burning? Knockout still burning weed into a fucking empty bag. Paper bag. Oh, this could be a long show.
There's a lot, eh?
I'm into old smoke here. my dude is like, should be Friday, I'll let you know. And so that means I have to like go to the closet and pull out this thing I have that has like, I don't know, 10, 20 like partial sacks from the past.
And now you're just mixing, you don't know what you're going to get.
Well, this one here, I don't know why this is in there. It's like half a fucking eighth, but
holy.
Looking at the bag, which is a Angry Birds bag, I read that just a long time ago. Like, this shit could be... There's shit in here that could be fucking years old, dude.
Really?
Well, I don't know, man. I get a new one, and it's like, oh, this one's almost gone. Fuck it. Like, let's try this new shit out, you know?
That's the same thing I do. That's the same thing I do.
And then when you're out of that, and then you're like, well, I guess we're digging out some fucking old ones.
Would it...
Which, you know, whatever.
Would weed ever go moldy?
No. It gets super dry. That's usually what I have with this shit. It's super dry.
You just fucking turn it to dust with your fingers.
Hopefully it's not like some super potent indica or something. Halfway through the show, we'll be having a fucking nap. I'm kind of bad about that. Like, when I get tired, man, I'm just like fucking conk out. Unless I'm at work, you know?
Yeah.
Which I used to get in trouble all the time at work, dude, because I like close my eyes and shit.
Still, dude. Give me a second, guys.
That's just it. I don't need long, dude. Like, you know, earlier, I think I took a nap for like 5 minutes tops. Like a minute, 2 minutes, like it. Even a minute helps me. It's like, just chill out. I'll work double hard the next 5 minutes or something.
You nothing know? Better than a power nap, man.
It's not like I can sleep all day at work. That'd be the shit.
Can you imagine just being like one of those guys that NASA pays for like 9 months to lay in bed?
Yeah. I wouldn't want to lay in bed for nine. Well, I gotta have an Xbox and shit, I guess.
Honestly, I feel like it would get very hard after like 2 days.
Yeah, you'd really want to get up and fucking go walk around.
Yeah, just stretch.
Do you stay in the bed the whole time? You piss in there and stuff?
I think that's the deal. It's like you can't get out of bed.
Holy fuck.
But I would imagine they pay you some egregious amount of money, though, to be able to do that.
Oh, you'd be surprised. There'd be people around here who... It wasn't here, but it was like in Fargo, which I went, oh, the movie. Huh? But no, they had this place where you could... they'd pay you to go and like fucking take weird pills and shit, you know, or do weird fucking... And I knew a lot of people who would do that. I'm like, you're fucking crazy.
Well, like,
dude.
How do you think they get those may cause symptoms that they have in all the commercials? So
yeah,
like,
you
fucking
like,
guys.
You are out of your fucking mind. I don't care how much money they're off. Well, I mean, to a point, right? But they're not making much money to go and just like, hey, take these weird fucking pills.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell us if something really strange happens.
I mean, look at all the fucked up drugs and shit they allow. What about the ones that get rejected, which is like half of these motherfuckers probably.
Like, you listen to some of it and it's just like, may cause death, blindness. It's like, man, and you're telling me your irritable bowel syndrome is worth going blind or dying for? Like, fuck.
Sick of hangnails.
Yes.
Side effects include your asshole falling out.
Yeah, anal prolapse.
Anal prolapse.
We haven't even started yet, right?
The show? No.
Yeah, we haven't started yet, so I can cut the recording right now.
He said I doesn't know we started. Oh,
shit.
On this day, today was a fucking... I tweeted it out, actually. The old Kenny Powers quote. I'm like, there's no I in team, but there is a U in cunts, so don't be jealous, little cunts. Oh, I love the idea. There's no I in team, but there is a U in cunt.
Danny McBride is a fucking beast.
He is, dude. He's so great on Vice Principals, too.
Vice Principals? I don't think I've watched that.
Holy balls. Do you have access to HBO?
No.
At all? No?
Well, like, how old is this show?
Well, it's currently going. It's on the second and final season.
Okay.
Because, you know, like, it's done by the same fucking people behind Eastbound. They like to have a beginning and an end to their shows, so... But, yeah, it's got Danny McBride, and it is fucking hilarious, man.
I'm going to have to check that out, because...
And dark, too. Like, if you like Eastbound and Down, you absolutely need to see fucking Vice Principals on HBO.
Okay.
It's this great show, but I never, like... I ask all kinds of people, like, you watch that show? And they're like, nope, never heard of it.
Well, I have... Well, like, I don't have HBO, but I do have Crave TV, and Crave TV... has an HBO section, so like I can watch Sopranos, I can watch
You can watch Vice Principals then.
Nothing current. I can't watch anything current.
Oh.
Right? Like there's no Game of Thrones, there's like True Detective, the first two seasons of True Detective are there and stuff like that. Like Curb Your Enthusiasm, but not the new stuff.
I have HBO and I've never watched Game of Thrones.
I have no interest. Which I know
has become like an anti-hipster thing at this point. People are like, oh, it's really cool that you don't fucking, that you've never seen, you know, like, they're really angry at people who say that, and it's like, I'm not trying to be a dick, I'm just like, I never watched the show.
I've never watched an episode. I downloaded the first season once, never watched it. I got a little thing from HBO, though.
I saw our boy, Casanova Valentine, he posted about something about, like, you know, like a fuck you to, like, calling people who say they are quick to point out they don't watch Game of Thrones or Rick and Morty as hipsters or something. I'm like, I've never watched Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty's pretty goddamn good.
Yeah, their fans are ruining it.
I can see that.
Fans are, like, ruining the show. It's kind of like fucking wrestling fans, right?
Yeah.
They're awful. Like, you like something, but, like, fuck, do you hate the people who like it, you know? Like, I went to see Tool one time, and I was like, ugh. Like, I like Tool, but fuck, I hate, like, most people who like them.
<You know? laughs> Yeah, I get it completely. I do. I feel about that with most situations I'm in. Like, any wrestling show I've ever went to is like, man, I fucking love wrestling. But, man, I fucking hate being associated with some of these people.
I almost don't like to even go to wrestling shows, honestly. No, because like, I feel that. I feel like... That old lady fucking with a baton showing people where to sit, like, she thinks I'm a fucking douche.
Yeah, she thinks I'm a fucking weirdo. Right now. Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm out here with all these fucking cunts wearing stupid belts on their shoulders and shit. Guys walking around with Money in the Bank briefcases, like, motherfucker.
Yeah, and here's me just being all fat and shit. Like, hey.
I wish I could get morning voice every time I podcast. But what are you going to do?
Get morning wood instead. So it came from everywhere.
I'm a single earbud guy a lot of times. So, like, I can't listen to anything like that.
I agree. I hate it when music is in stereo when I'm wearing
headphones. Oh, I like it when music is, but podcasts, I don't.
No, because, like, I'll be listening to a song in one headphone and all I get is the drum. It's like, oh, I know what's supposed to be going on here. I can't hear it.
Well, yeah. That's just... I do like it in music. I love the effect of when you pan something back and forth and on a track and shit. That shit's cool.
I agree.
But yeah, podcasts should just be fucking mono always.
There is some, though, that I've listened to. Like Darkest Night is a podcast where it's really well produced. So you're supposed to you're supposed to listen to it wearing headphones. And if like something's behind you, you can hear it behind you and shit. Fuck, it's great.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Talk about it too. I fucking... You're going to have to cherry pick stuff out of here for extra.
I know, right?
Listen to this awesome podcast called Dirty John. It's a 6-part podcast. Ooh. I suggest it to anybody.
Dirty fucking John. Awesome. What's that? Like, give me a quick premise.
This lady who's like almost 60 meets a man. Well, she's really successful and shit. She meets this man on a dating site and they start dating and shit. They get married like quickly, and then it starts coming out all this shit about this guy, like all this crazy fucking shit he's done and all this shit. And yeah, because I don't know, I don't really say more than that.
No.
The story cult keeps going from there, and it's just a 6-part, 45 minutes each, and you won't believe where it ends up at the end. It's fucking crazy. Fuck.
Was it you that turned me on to Welcome to Shit Town?
Yeah, Shit Town, dude. That
was a good fuck, one. I love that one. Shit Town is great.
That was a cool one, too. It was like, you know, 6 episodes. They just it's got a quick beginning and end.
Yeah.
But, yeah, those are cool. I like Shit Town a lot.
The first season of Serial I really dug. The second season I could not get into at all.
Well, the first one was the Anon thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was great, but I don't know. The second season didn't do it. Yeah.
No, something about Afghani war or fucking crime. I don't care. You know what I mean?
It's like, dude, what are you guys doing? Yeah, you're dumb. Fucking do that shit. Just do that. And I got some listeners in on that little, like, it's also the same thing. 6 episodes or whatever, Finding Richard Simmons.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Some listeners for like, dude, you got. I started it and you know, I fucking had to listen to the whole thing. There you go, in your face. Oh, I'm fucked up.
I smoked a doggy bowl.
Oh, did you send that?
I did.
I see this here. A doggy bowl. Look at that motherfucker.
I got that for free for buying a grinder one day.
They're like, nobody's going to buy this fucking dog.
No, and then I see it and it's like, oh, fuck yes.
It's pretty fucking rich. It doesn't look very sturdy.
It's very hard. The choke is behind its head.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's kind of hard. You almost got to wrap your fingers around the paws and put your thumb behind its head.
So oh, it's you like, got quite the setup on that screen there, too.
That's the soundboard.
Yeah, it looks like the periodic table.
Kind of. Oh, it does.
SEO Extra.